This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. The participants need to complete the courses available on iGOT platform. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate a day-long national conference on agriculture for the Rabi campaign in New Delhi today. The conference aims to foster collaboration and innovation in agricultural practices, ensuring a successful Rabi campaign for all stakeholders involved. In Uttarakhand, the Uniform Civil Code UCC Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Singh, has submitted its final draft of rules and regulations to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami yesterday. The CM said that the date for UCC implementation will be decided soon after the approval of the Cabinet. He briefed about the UCC rules, which mainly have four parts: the procedures related to registration of marriage and divorce, live-in relationship, birth and death registration, and rules related to succession. He emphasized on development of a mobile app to serve as a platform for the public to seek guidance on UCC-related matters. In Bihar, Enforcement Directorate has arrested senior IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and former Rashtriya Janata Dal MLA Gulab Yadav in connection with a money laundering case. The IAS officer was arrested from his official residence in Patna, whereas Gulab Yadav was nabbed from a resort in Delhi last evening. Earlier, the agency had registered a case of money laundering against them on the basis of a case registered by Special Vigilance Unit in connection with amassing of disproportionate assets. Russian President Vladimir Putin has asserted that the BRICS group will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years due to its size and relatively fast growth compared with that of developed Western nations. Speaking at BRICS Business Forum in Moscow yesterday, President Putin said in the foreseeable future, BRICS will generate the main increase in global GDP. The Kremlin leader is due to host BRICS summit in the Russian city of Kazan next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia on Tuesday to attend the summit. In an interaction with a group of foreign journalists in Moscow, the Russian president said that BRICS was never meant to be against anyone. Crediting Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the observation, President Putin said the BRICS is not an anti-Western group, but a non-Western group. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has forecast similar conditions for Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow and on Monday. Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha are also likely to witness heavy rainfall on the 23rd and 24th of this month. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE last night. In cricket, hosts India were 344 for 3 wickets in their second innings against New Zealand on the fourth day of the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru a short while ago. Indian batter Sarfaraz Khan completed his century when the game resumed this morning. India are currently trailing by 12 runs against the visitors. For New Zealand, Azaz Patel took 2 wickets while Glenn Phillips took 1. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team will begin its campaign against Japan in the 12th edition of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:35 p.m. Indian Standard Time. P.R. Srijesh will take charge as the head coach, with defender Amir Ali serving as captain and Rohit named as his deputy. India will take on Great Britain on the 20th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.